Tonight I feel ambitious and so does my foot. As it sinks on the pedal, I press it to the floor. I don't need a girl, don't need a friend, 'cause my friend lonesome's unconditional. We're flying forever bored.
Hey everybody out there, welcome back to the Carolyn and Joe Show. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn, and we're joined with special guest James.
Hey guys, thank you for having me back.
Hey James, it's been actually a long time. It's always been a long time since we had you here. But before we get to you, let's promote. Let's promote what we do.
Does James have anything to promote?
James, do you have anything to promote?
I will say that I went to the Potbelly sandwich place for the first time today.
Let's promote Potbelly.
That place is amazing.
Is it really?
Yeah.
The only thing I've ever had there was one smoothie, and it was pretty good. And they gave you a cookie that came with it on the straw.
Nice.
Like the whole of the cookie went into the straw.
So tell me about this Potbelly, James. Like, promote it, man.
Oh, I'm just saying I had my first sandwich from that place.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. It was delicious.
I've never actually had a sandwich from Potbelly. I've had a milkshake there with the cookie, in fact, and that's about it. Never had a sandwich. I've been there when people are eating sandwiches. They look good.
So what did you eat? What exactly did you order?
I think it had some kind of fancy name. I don't remember, but it had like ham and roast beef and turkey and salami and mayonnaise and lettuce and onions. And Swiss cheese.
Wow, that's a lot of toppings.
It was toasted. My favorite place was Quiznos for a while, but now it's, I think Potbelly might be making a run for the title.
You are a big supporter of Potbellies, so.
I never even.
This is gonna look weird, but I'm actually gonna sort of just open up my shirt because I'm hot for some reason. I don't know why. You don't have to look.
You can just take it off.
No, I can't just take it off. Actually,
why not?
It's not my.
I've never actually had Quiznos before either.
Well. It's worth it. I mean, if you go there a lot, you're going to spend a lot of money. But
yeah, yeah, it is pretty expensive, right?
Quiznos.
But anything's better than Subway, damn it.
I did probably give about, if I had a food budget in college, I probably gave about 60% of it to Subway.
Well, I mean.
Because it was like, first of all, convenient. Yeah. It was like, I literally lived right above a Subway, like literally.
That's right.
I could sometimes smell the bread. And so, like, that was a good deal. Plus, they were doing, like, that $5 sandwich thing.
$5 footlongs.
Yeah, they were doing that, like, way back then. And I was like, heck, that's pretty good. Plus, the Commonwealth Times used to give out coupons, like, $1 off or something like that.
Yeah, whoops.
And so I thought that was, like, a pretty good deal. And I'm like, heck, that's, like, you could have two people eat there for, like, $5. So it's, like, $2.50 each person.
So basically, we got Subway, we got Quiznos, and now entering the pot is Potbelly.
Yeah. I was a little hesitant to go there.
Wait a minute. I did have Potbelly before. I had it over the summer when I was producing a commercial. And my
so how was that?
Well, I think because my friend Brian James, you know Brian.
Yeah, I like Brian.
He's not from up here and up in this area. And I remember him telling like the story of like, yeah, when I went up to like the Northern Virginia area, they had this place, like it's like a really awesome place. I don't know if it's local or not, but it's really awesome. I was like, what's it called? It's like Potbelly. I was like, they fucking have that everywhere up here, dude.
Yeah, but it's new to him.
But so basically during the commercial shoot, he was always saying like, dude, where's Potbelly? We need to go to Potbelly's up here. I was like, so in DC we went to Potbelly's, and he was like, oh, this is the greatest thing. We even took a group vote, and like Brian was like the only one. I was like, Potbelly's, man, we gotta go to Potbelly's. I don't even know where Potbelly's came from, man. What the hell is it supposed to be? Because inside of Potbelly's, it's like a little marketplace. It's really just trying to rip off like the home stylings of what of like the normal,
yeah,
of the homegrown families.
So what did you get at Potbelly?
I have no idea. It probably had mushrooms.
Was it good?
It probably had mushrooms.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Or was it not memorable?
No, I guess it wasn't. I mean, let me remark.
It's just like a good sandwich.
I mean, there's like I've had quiz. Actually, when I was looking at like the, what's it called? Like the menu for Quiznos, and they have that silver bullet sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't even that because now at this point, whenever this show is being recorded, they have that like 2 for $5 or something like that, where you can get like a bullet sandwich and like a side. And I look at that bullet sandwich and I was like, that's pretty crappy right there, man.
I don't think it's supposed to be like a big sandwich. It's supposed to be like just a quick little bite to go.
Yeah, but they make it look so huge. Like, this is the greatest thing you're ever getting. True. Commercials in general are really weird now, because you even have that, what is it, like Applebee's or like, and it, I think it's Applebee's, and they have like a group of guys sitting down like, oh, what'd you get, man? I got this. And this other guy's like, yeah, I got this one. It's only 300 calories. And it was like, everyone's like, are you serious? And they're all laughing at him.
What?
And when it comes down, and when the plate drops down, and it's like this steak and this food, this awesome food, and like, oh, wow, what is that? And they're all like, and he's like, it's 300 calories, man.
Like, Applebee's, right. Applebee's, another place I have never eaten at.
Did you watch
that? And I have like no really opinion of that place, and I feel like I never want to eat there.
Did you guys watch the Super Bowl? Because like I know everyone's all talking about Super Bowl commercials. I don't remember any of the Super Bowl commercials this year, man.
I was working during the Super Bowl.
What about you, James?
You know, I wasn't planning on watching the Super Bowl. I did watch the Super Bowl, but
you sound like you hated like the process of watching the Super Bowl. And yet, I
do not give a crap about the Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go.
Or basketball or anything like that. I like baseball. But yeah, I sat there and I watched most of it, and just because I was kind of like,
was this with family or were you just like forced to because there was nothing on?
Yeah, nothing I was else? Watching it with my brother was watching it. And I was sitting in the room on the couch, going over some notes for class. Bless you.
Thanks.
Oh, for the academy, right?
Yeah. So I was kind of half watching it, half not.
That's what happened to me too when I was watching. Like there was nothing else on, right? And then, you know, I was like, well, I might as well put the Super Bowl on. And then what happened was I fell asleep. I basically fell asleep for the first half until The Who came on. And then I watched The Who, I fell asleep again and then watched it, like, at the celebration. And that was about it. I don't know if the game was good or not. I know just New Orleans were, like, saying, like, we did it for the city. We got it.
Finally something good to happen for that city.
They have boobs all the time, though.
It's funny because
they're good boobs, though.
James, what are your thoughts on New Orleans, man? There was a time when you were a wrestling character. Remember?
Dude, I hate New Orleans now.
Tell me, why did you like New Orleans beforehand, and then what changed?
Well, I thought it was cool. I don't know. I think like Lash LaRue was like, I was a fan of his.
Yeah.
So he kind of like, you know, molded my my opinion of it. But ever since, goddamn. Hurricane Katrina. they show their true colors, man.
Wait, what are the
remember
true
all that
colors
looting
that?
And all that crap that was going on?
Oh, during the
and the George Bush doesn't care about black people. All that shit just pissed me off, man.
So you're like, fuck that.
So you really just hate Kanye West.
I went to the city, and I remember it was dirty.
Oh, did you have
disgusting.
To go help out?
When did you go?
No, what I went year? Like in 1999.
Okay, so before Katrina.
Yeah, and I visited that, you know, the French Quarter and everything, and I drove through part of the city and stuff. That is a dirty, nasty, it was. I don't know what it's like now. Maybe they cleaned it up. I don't know.
Well, maybe the water washed it
away. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
Maybe like the hurricane and the breaking of the levees might like make the city improve.
How horrible, man. We're making fun of a national disaster.
Screw them. Who cares? But oh no, it was funny because...
I hope the same thing happens with Haiti.
What? Like,
it's like you better rebuild dude, better.
It's like...
what the
maybe that's
fuck?
What they needed. They need... Well, no. Okay.
Well, you anyway. Just say it. maybe I'll remember editing it out later.
All right. What I was going to say is I was sitting there in class the other day, and my teacher was kind of like... I forget how he got on the subject, but he said, you know, I'm kind of proud of New Orleans because, you know... Usually when a team wins a Super Bowl or a championship or something, they have everybody out there rioting in the streets, looting and burning. And
really?
They didn't do that. They were good. And I said, oh, well, maybe you missed Hurricane Katrina in the aftermath. So you know what? You got
something
point.
Horrible has to happen for them to loot and riot. Is that how it is over there?
But you remember seeing all those people, like shopping carts with big screen TVs right. on top?
Let's put
blunts, 40s, and bitches.
All right, let's put the situation. I mean, they were rioting when there was. Remember the LA riots? Were there? So if that were to happen to us, like, would you go out and start looting and plundering?
No, see, that's
pillaging
why
this area.
I'm gonna start buying guns, man. Because I don't own a gun right now. I probably should. You know.
Say why? Because you think people are gonna attack you when if something bad happens?
No, I'm saying just with my background. I mean, I've been in the military and in law enforcement and stuff.
Don't they give you one?
I've just
They don't like or you, but for, you temporarily.
They'll let me use one for duty, but.
But like, it's not personal use.
They don't give me one. Yeah.
Oh, it's not like a consolation prize. We're like, oh, cool. See you later. Take your gun.
Yeah.
that would be badass, though, yeah. Right? I think things might get a little bit nasty if that happens, though. What are you gonna burp? It looks like you're gonna burp.
Excuse me. It was the slam.
I swear you were drinking a different drink before.
Yeah, I had a monster. Now I have a Mountain Dew.
Wait, did you drink the full monster?
Yeah, I slammed it.
Wow, that was quick.
But what were we talking about?
You're talking about riots, basically.
Oh, what would I do if there was a riot?
No, I'm saying that like I mean, what, I don't even know what really causes like a riot like that, because if you see that a hurricane caused a riot for people to plunder, and then people celebrate and then they riot, and then if Guns N' Roses doesn't show up for a show, they riot
because people,
and then people like certain, then black people would riot because of OJ, not OJ. Was it? Well, did they riot because of OJ? Who they did riot because
think
of OJ,
about
right?
All these riots you're talking about. What are the people that are doing all these riots?
I don't know, James. You tell me, man.
Come on.
You tell me.
You already said it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did. I heard you.
You're the one who said you didn't like basketball. I like basketball.
Hey. I like Larry Bird. I like Danny Ainge.
It's talking.
Danny Ainge for three. Stop. No. Danny Ainge for three. Yes. Marv Albert. When they were playing the Knicks.
Who is that other guy?
That's not true. There have been other riots that didn't involve.
Oh, they're playing
black.
The Bulls, huh? Sorry, I was just thinking about it.
There have been other riots that were black people, not just black people riot, right?
Who was that basketball player that was like a giant? He had his own movie.
Mirsan.
George Mirsan.
Yeah. He was
white. Was he sort of white?
He was
like Australian. No,
he
Austrian?
Was from like Yugoslavia or whatever that crap is.
I wonder what Croatia. He's up to now. No one ever talks about him anymore.
I think it's. I just think it's actually hilarious. Down. Like even like say like, oh, your team won. Let's riot. Let's flip over cards. It's like what? Or like, oh crap. What's it? Who got assaulted by the police on the circle? The
DuPont Circle.
No. Like in the
what? Rodney King.
Yeah, remember Rodney King? They rioted after that, right?
Yeah.
But was that? Did they riot because they're celebrating? Because it's like, well, are you going to celebrate?
They're
or are
rioting
gonna...
against the cops.
It's like almost
the cops are racist or something.
But it's almost like you can riot towards anything at this point, dude.
Yeah. Now, if there was a riot, I probably wouldn't go out like trying to shoot people. I would probably just
go and take something?
I would guard my property and my family and whatever. And I would, anybody that tried to come near any of them would die.
Is that really what happens in a riot? But they're happy riots, right? Are people just, or are they just bashing things around?
If there was like full scale chaos in in my town, no.
Have you seen War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise, the new one?
The new one?
Yeah, that came out like 2 years ago.
How many War of the Worlds with Tom Cruise were there?
There's just one, man.
Oh yeah, all right. You said the new one and threw me off.
Well,
yeah, I saw it.
Okay, well, how would you act in that situation?
Are you talking about the scene with the gun?
I don't know.
Or just like if aliens, like, James, know, if aliens were attacking
like it was like,
the planet,
oh,
what would you
like,
do?
Just like pure chaos.
We're just gonna hammer these hard questions towards you.
Pure chaos, and then like the neighbors are trying to steal your car and stuff.
I probably set up a bunch of booby traps, like in
booby traps. Boobies.
Charles Bronson. Goddamn.
How would you have time to like know
Charles Bronson?
To, like,
Death Wish.
Would you be like that guy that has his own little like bunker?
Set up barbed wire and machine gun nests in my upstairs windows and stuff.
What? I lost track of what you guys are talking about.
But how would you have time to make booby traps?
Set up claymore mines in my front yard.
How long does that take to set up?
I don't know. I don't even know how to make a booby trap. I could dig a big hole and then cover it up with a light layer of leaves and sticks and then put big spikes in the bottom.
But what if there's no leaves anywhere else? That's like the only
spot,
man, that has just leaves.
I would work with what I had.
Basically, what we're saying is that you wouldn't join the riot. You would protect yourself from people that are looting and plundering.
Yeah, I would not participate.
Instead of trying to get like that new flat screen TV that you've always been like.
Yeah, what if like the aliens are all coming and stuff, and everyone's like, "Let's get the TV."
Hey, so like when Katrina happened, so where people were just like going to busting up Best Buys and just like taking everything out of that.
Yep.
Is that really what happened?
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't watch TV with Geraldo.
Geraldo
was like, "Come on, man, look at this, man, this is ridiculous."
And didn't and they actually
crying.
Have like a like
crying.
A yeah, like they have a they have a sound
around.
Clip of like Celine Dion. I don't know why it was her being interviewed about this, but apparently she was like really crying, and she was like, "Let them." them steal. These people have never even had a TV in their life. Let them have something.
What? But they have a Best Buy there. They could have got it if they wanted to.
If I was the manager of that Best Buy, I'd be pissed.
But there is like an audio clip. You can probably find it on the internet. But she's like, let them have something. So you're like saying that they should steal?
But they don't have electricity. How are they going to watch the big screen TV?
Wait a minute, man. All right.
She's like, these poor people don't have anything.
We're making it sound like New Orleans was escape from New York now. What is New Orleans like known for exactly though? It's
poverty.
Closest I've been to New Orleans was in Disneyland, where they have like the little New Orleans
section.
But that's
like a fantasy.
And documentaries from my friends.
I have never been there, so I can't say officially. But they are known for like that whole Cajun Bayou, you know.
There was
Bourbon
a time into that, right?
Yeah.
They're known for that, but you know how like everything has its glory moment where okay, if you think about Mexico, they teach you in elementary school how like the people over there like wear sombreros and stuff. But I bet if you were to really go to Mexico, they probably aren't wearing sombreros.
Wait, they teach us that?
Yeah, like you
that's
know,
pretty,
like,
in the photos,
like in visuals for when they teach you in elementary school, or like Michael Jackson's "Heal the World" video, they have like everyone sombreros from around the world. Do you really think that those people like look like that? It's like their traditional costumes,
just wear jeans and stuff.
Yeah, everyone
they just wear
jeans
and like
Bugle
Boy
wears,
t-shirts
like,
and stuff.
Everyone wears like jeans and t-shirts pretty much. But like you know how they have like the cultural like look for all these things. Well, I guess like New Orleans cultural look is Bourbon Street and Mardi Gras and stuff like that, which is understandable. But then if you think about it from like the non-fantasy New Orleans, I think they're like a pretty depressed state.
Is that true?
Even before Katrina.
Is that true, America?
New Orleans and Baltimore. Every year, New Orleans and Baltimore.
Well, Baltimore's
trade off for
Baltimore's a horrible ass place, man. I was just
there.
I just shot a commercial or PR commercial for Walmart up there, and the agent that I was working for. Yeah, I'm sorry, America. I sold out, America. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It was so funny. It was really funny because on this radio show, it's gonna look real bad now. On this radio show, we almost dedicated a whole episode on how Walmart is bad.
We didn't almost. We did.
We did. We put it in writing. It's on record. And what did I just do this week? I spent 2 days shooting a pro Walmart campaign. Like saying how
you got their money there, right?
Yeah,
I get their money.
I haven't gotten it yet. It's supposed to come.
It's in the mail.
Sorry, America. Yeah, but we were at Baltimore.
Oh man.
And
you're completely selling yourself out on this show.
Yeah, now no one's gonna give me any credibility. As much credibility as they gave me before. But I'm the comedy sidekick host. But basically what I'm saying is that in Baltimore, so the agent that I was working for, she was with us, and I was talking about how's it like living in Baltimore?
A couple of my friends
worked on The Wire, and they said like, yeah, it's like really exactly like how it is on The Wire. And then she was like, yeah, it's like you can't walk like on like one street like you don't want to walk on, or you're gonna get killed and raped, and the next street's rich. It's like this back and forth, like untrusting.
How do you know which street is which street?
I think you can see it. That's how she was like, yeah, you can see it, and it's bad. Like you can tell, man. this is how it's gonna happen. What's up, Baltimore? Subscribe.
So do these people actually live in the city or like a suburb of Baltimore? So I think the suburbs aren't that bad.
She lived in the city, so okay. It's like that. So that part, and like you know, and we drove through.
Isn't that
it.
The murder capital of the world?
We drove through Baltimore, and like you know, I couldn't really tell if it was bad because part of it just looked like Richmond. But yeah. What's up, Richmond? So but then like you know, she was like. She's like, man, we just drove through some bad parts of Baltimore.
Did you see any bad stuff going on when you were?
I couldn't tell. It was snowing, so I'm assuming crime is down during the snow.
Yeah.
So you're just saying that Baltimore and New Orleans is back and forth?
No, they're the highest per capita murder rate in the country.
Jesus, man.
And then I think like usually Richmond is up there too.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they're usually like third or fourth.
What is DC then?
I don't know, but I remember studying that in school, like in class. And then like Chicago is up there. And
what is the safest city then in America?
Pretty much, don't live in a city. If you're smart, you'll live like
not in the city.
Yeah, not. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because then like, well, then how? It's expensive to live in the city, correct? And yet people still do that. But then there's crime, right?
Well, it's still convenient if you to find a job. It's easier to get a job in a high air, high formulation area.
High formulation area? What's that?
Of jobs.
Oh, okay.
Because, like, you're not going to find that many jobs, like, in cattle country.
Yeah, I hate the country.
Hate the city, hate the country. What the hell? Where's left?
I like
the
suburbs.
The islands, man.
Islands.
Live on the islands.
Be the islands.
I remember, like,
you can live with the others.
I remember we were saying there's like, we were like, oh, we should go. Remember, because you're really big in the Cool Runnings, and then you started going into the like all the Rastafarian and Jamaican stuff, and then we learned that like, yeah, like all the resorts are cool, but once you go outside of like the resorts, it's like. Like a danger zone.
Yeah,
for
it's
people.
Like, wait a minute. That place sucks.
And we're like, but that's where all the music, that's where the inspiration for the music is.
I think,
man.
That a lot of times, like, they make things glamorized. Like, if you think about, like, your childhood version.
Sandals Jamaica.
That's Sandals Jamaica.
If you think
is
about,
there even
like,
really
your,
a Sandals Jamaica?
Your childhood imagination version of Jamaica, you're like, oh, that's probably cool. I get to hang out with all those black people with braided hair.
Oh, damn it.
With braided and, hair? Like, that's not braided hair.
Yeah, or like Rastafarian hair.
Wait,
and like they play drums and we all dance and stuff.
But dreadlocks aren't braided though, right? Dreadlocks is like
well, whatever.
Isn't
you know,
like they don't wash their hair like forever and then they just mash it together.
Like
isn't
like,
that what happens? I don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe,
man.
Maybe not.
We should try. We should try who can have dreadlocks.
But I know those people don't like washing their hair.
Well, they don't like washing their hair.
Yeah.
Why not, man?
Because I remember
they're like, no, brother. Huh? I don't.
No.
How do they stay clean?
I don't know. No, because if I may, I got a story.
All right.
It's short. When I used to work at Northern Neck Regional Jail, which is where Michael Vick and some other.
Are we allowed to say that?
Yeah. Fuck it.
he's not there anymore,
I used to be an officer at that jail, and we used to have these dreadlock guys come in, and. I would have to strip search them and
like
make
like prisoners
and
or
spray them with Quell, which is like kills lice. Yeah,
what?
Prisoners.
Is this like a standard for them?
Yeah.
Or do that to everybody?
No, everybody has to come in. And
did he spray their hair or like
yeah,
other,
I would
other
have
places?
To, I would have to spray. I would well, I usually be nice. I would spray it a bunch on their hands and I would just wipe it in your hair, so I wouldn't have to like spray it in their eyes or anything.
Yeah,
and then they would wash it out and stuff, and they'd be like. They'd be like, oh man, I gotta wash my hair. I'd be like, yeah. And say, oh fuck, man.
Damn it.
And then if they refused to put it in their hair, I would just grab and just spray it in their hair.
Well, what happens though? Does it just all fall apart? Once they.
I don't know. I guess. I don't know.
Does it all fall out? Because that's not good. Because Raven, the wrestler Raven has treads now too.
I don't know.
Doesn't look. Oh wait, he has the Guns N' Roses like braids. Axelrod.
Like Bo Derek
Axel
hair.
Rose. Yeah, the braids. I had one braid in my hair before. Didn't work out.
Like
one
Michael
braid.
Scott?
Like Michael Scott? Yeah, like
you
the
have
Michael
two
Scott.
B's in it. Sandals Jamaica. Somebody says, hey, man.
Do you think that they glamorize certain ethnic backgrounds?
I hope so, man, because they need money too, you know?
Who does?
What
wait, what? who glamorizes?
Just like, I just remember in elementary school, they always like made everything seem like so cool. When now that I look at it from a more adult perspective, I'm like, I don't know if it's really that cool to live there.
Yeah. Why would you want to live in Kenya?
Like, are there resorts in Kenya?
They'll be like,
let's go to Africa. Remember like how Dave Chappelle did? Let's all just go to Africa.
There'll be like gazelles going by, and then you're like, they're like, you can go on a safari and like all these things and... I don't know if it really is as good as it seems.
I would like to go on a safari if I could be assured that, like...
you won't die.
Yeah, I wouldn't get attacked by gorillas like
yeah,
I
but
saw.
That's part of the fun, though. That's part of the fun, though, right? Like, going through a safari, like a real safari. Like a walkabout.
Dude, that scared the crap out of me, because I used to love, like
Locke.
The idea of doing something like that. But have you seen that crap that they have, like, when animals attack? Not when animals attack, but they have a thing on the Discovery or Animal Planet. They have stories about people getting mauled by animals.
On a safari?
Yeah, there were these guys that went to Africa and they went to some kind of chimpanzee sanctuary. And it was like Jurassic Park. Like, the power went down, the fences went out, and then these gorillas were,
I did
tearing
hear
the crap
about that
out of these people.
Wait a minute. So, all right, start from the beginning. So, basically, this group of, were they American?
No, it will. I think like one guy was an American. He was doing some kind of contracting work in Ghana, I think.
Yeah.
Or Sierra Leone, one of those countries out there in West Africa. And he was working with these African guys. And they, like, one weekend or something, they decided to go on a safari.
Yeah.
For fun. And through this chimpanzee sanctuary. And some, you know, whatever, something went down. And these chimpanzees started, like, jumping on their car. They smashed the windows. And they jumped in. They were, like, grabbing the guys, and this guy started punching one in the face.
Yeah.
One of the chimps trying to get him off.
So it was like an assault. This is like an ambush.
Yeah. It's an animal assault.
Yeah.
An animal ambush. That's awesome. Or bad.
The chimp bit the guy's fingers off.
What?
Just with the one bite. But they were saying.
But these are like wild ones. Yeah. Zoo-ified ones.
Yeah. Not
circus animals.
They weren't ones you could pet.
See, that's the one thing. It's like.
It's vicious.
It's like Congo. You ever see the movie Congo?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Did you say they got attacked by gorillas,
they
too?
They did axe handles? No, not gorillas.
Because they got attacked by chimps. Remember that in the movie Congo? Carolyn, you ever see the movie Congo?
No.
Bruce Campbell in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I should see it then.
He gets killed by a gorilla.
That was a terrible movie.
Yeah. Well, that was during that time where everyone wanted to have a movie just like Jurassic Park where like the animals like fight back or something like that.
Oh, you know what? Yeah, remember there were a lot of movies like that.
They're ripping like
man,
people's
I
arms
watch
off,
Jurassic
man.
Park
gorillas
now.
Are ripping people's. Dude, I love fucking Jurassic Park, dude.
Let's watch it.
I was so excited about Jurassic Park 3, and everyone's like, man, I don't want to see that shit. I was like, oh, they have a pterodactyl this time, man.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, and the third one, they had a pterodactyl.
Damn it, I never saw the second
one. Tia Leone.
Yeah, and Tia Leone. But yeah, like during Congo, yeah, so they go, I forget what it is, they go to like the temples, and they had like all these gorillas, and they're like, I think they're stealing diamonds. Of course they're stealing diamonds. Blood diamonds. And
oh, that was a good movie.
And basically, you know, like, they got attacked by gorillas, and then one of the gorillas, like, caught someone, and they're so strong that they can just, like, yank your arms out, man.
Yeah, their muscle fibers are, like, twice as long as ours or something. So
yeah.
That makes them, like, 10 times as strong.
It's like
something like that, yeah.
And it's weird because then we see them in the zoo, and they're just like, what's up?
Like the sedated ones. They're just like, here I am.
The real ones will fuck you up. Dude, in gangs.
It's awesome going and looking at them at the zoo. They have the big indoor glass cage, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, they'll be sitting there chilling. Then all of a sudden, they'll just get up and, like, run and do a big, big boot to the glass.
He's trying to get out.
like, right at you, like he's pissed.
Damn, man.
Yeah, it's vicious.
You don't want to mess with them in real life.
Nah, definitely not.
That's why, did you ever see that TV show Animal Planet?
Huh?
Is that a TV show?
Or the miniseries Animal Planet? Planet Earth. My fault, yeah.
No.
It was cool because it was like basically just a giant documentary on Planet Earth. And with a voiceover by Morgan Freeman.
Damn it.
You don't like Morgan Freeman?
I hate him.
He does every voiceover.
He's the voice of God.
And they would show they would show like, you know, like animals like attacking other animals and like lions attacking like giant elephants and stuff like that.
Nice.
And gorillas, man. It was very beautiful. It's very beautiful. Now I don't have to see it myself because I can see that on TV.
Oh man.
So like I don't think I've ever seen a Mexican wear a sombrero. Going back on the subject of that, of like the high school teaching.
Dude.
Because you always see those pictures like in
or
the history
maybe I shouldn't
books, right?
Say it's high school. It's more elementary school.
Elementary. Well, what do they have in high school? Is it the same?
Yeah, it's like the same stuff. You know how in your history book they would always have like a picture of like an Eskimo? And I guess Eskimos really do look like that. But anyway. But
do we have Eskimos? Yeah, we still have Eskimos today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're not just walking around.
But like they have a picture of a Chinese person wearing one of those hats that look like a gong.
With the long like, fingernails and stuff like that.
Do you think that someone would actually still be wearing that with like a red drape?
How would you wear that? But that's like ceremonial garb, right?
It is.
That's like the Buddhist monks.
So is the Mexicans have the is that their ceremonial hat?
They have a sombrero with like a whatever siesta blanket around them and they all sleep. They're like, "Oh, it's a siesta." And then they always show a picture of them, like, just sleeping on the side of the road.
What?
That's what they do in Mexico. They just sleep all day.
Have you seen that? There is pictures. I specifically remember.
Just chill and relax all day.
I remember in one of my books, I don't know what book it was or what grade, but there was a picture of, like, a Mexican with a sombrero wearing one of those blankets that had, like, red, green, and yellow colors. And then, like...
What's it called? Like a... poncho?
Yeah, like a poncho. Nice. And then like it would show them like sleeping on the side of the road. And it said siesta.
But Mexico's pretty
whiskey, bottle tequila.
Mexico's pretty dangerous, though, isn't it?
I'm serious. I remember that image, and like that's what I think of when I think.
But Mexico is pretty dangerous because remember the movie Traffic? Don't they go to Mexico or Tijuana or something like that?
Oh, damn it, I don't remember that movie.
That's a good movie, man. Yeah, but Mexico's like the Wild West now.
But you know, like
I bet they have In-N-Out Burger there too.
They might.
What do they have in
Maybe
Mexico?
Maybe in Tijuana.
What do they have in Mexico?
You gotta have a passport to go to Mexico now.
I know what they have in Mexico.
I have to get my passport.
This is what they have in Mexico. La Parca?
They probably have ancient runes.
Conan.
Do they have La Biblioteca?
Do you think they have a Borders?
I hope they have a La Biblioteca.
Is there a Borders or a Best Buy?
I bet Best Buy is everywhere now, even in Mexico.
How do you say Best Buy in Spanish?
What's the word for best?
I don't remember.
Bueno?
Bueno Buy.
No, that's good.
Buenoist?
Does that mean best?
I don't know.
Huh? Bueno means good, right?
Goodbye.
I don't know. I didn't take Spanish. I took German.
How do you say?
But you've been
how
Mexico,
do you say
right?
Best Buy in German?
Yeah, I've been in New Mexico. What's that?
How do you say Best Buy in German?
Do you remember German, James?
Yeah, if I know. No.
No.
I took German in high school, then Russian in college.
Do you guys actually remember anything?
How do you say Best Buy in Russian?
I don't know. It's been a while.
So basically, you're telling me that all this money for public schools just goes, and all these languages just flying over us.
Well, yeah.
Can you count to 10 in Russian?
Yeah, probably.
Do it, man.
I was listening to the song. Nintendo. No, I don't feel like it.
All right. That's cool. All I remember in German is I can count to 3.
No, it was like
Ein, zwei, drei. Right.
Vier, fünf. Now Russian is like Ani, dva, tri, chetyre, pyat, šest.
How do you remember this?
Siem, восемь, девять, десять.
Oh no, this sounds like a hard language just by listening to you count to 10.
It's harder than Spanish.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho, nueve. Hey, what's 10?
Once say.
Whoa! That's 11.
No, that's 11, right? All right.
Okay, well, I can count to 9
Trece.
In Spanish.
Vente.
Have you guys
been watching the Olympics? I like asking you this question like it is like a real host. Like, so, like I haven't spoken to you for a while. So have you guys been catching up on the Olympics? Were you excited about the Olympics coming on? Because I don't think we talked about that on the last show, right?
No.
We didn't talk about the Olympics. Did you see the opening ceremony, James?
No, I didn't.
What have you seen of the... Have you seen any of the Olympics so far?
Yeah, I've watched a little bit here and there. Like, I watched a little bit of the couples figure skating the other night, and I watched some cross-country skiing today.
Wait, you watched the couples figure skating? I missed that. Yeah. I totally missed that. Was it good?
Do you really want to know?
I want to hear your professional opinion on this couples figure skating.
Those Asians were pretty good. The Chinese.
The Chinese are really good.
They were dominating. They do. But there were some Americans that kind of messed up.
Tell me why they're dominating.
I don't know. They were just like, they were so highly disciplined. And
But were there like certain moves that you're just like, that's awesome. I want to hear it, damn. The world will know.
No, I don't know.
It's so sick. Like, I remember the last time I was watching the couples figure skating last time.
I love it when they botched their spots.
Yeah, but they threw like the girl and she didn't land.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, oh, man.
Yeah, it's so vicious.
Or like when sometimes like, say if the girl trips, the guy almost like runs her over. There can be some dangerous moves on that ice, man.
Yeah.
There can be some dangerous stuff out there.
Slice your leg.
Remember that movie, The Cutting Edge, and they were throwing each other?
I never saw that movie.
Remember Blades of Glory? You ever see that?
Yeah.
You saw it?
I never saw that movie
either.
That's
an awesome movie.
I don't know if there's someone in that movie that's not so awesome, though.
What, Napoleon Dynamite guy?
No, what?
Will Ferrell?
Who's... No, because they
Which
had
one's
that.
The one that's not
that,
so awesome? Napoleon Dynamite.
They had that,
they
had that moon when they basically like spread their legs together. I was like, I'm not down with that move, man.
What do they do?
In the Blades of Glory, remember that when they slid into each other?
Oh, they like scissored.
Yeah, they scissored.
What?
I don't know.
Why don't they do that move in the Olympics, man?
It's probably illegal.
Why would it be illegal? It would hurt.
I don't know.
Blades of Glory. I don't know if I'm going to promote that.
What are you going to promote?
I'm already promoting.
Wait, did you guys didn't promote anything? Remember, we started talking about Potbelly, and then
you just carried on.
You were supposed to promote your show or something.
That's usually how it happens on this show. Someone can say something. That's how, because like we don't have. This show isn't scripted, and sometimes you don't even have a subject to start with. We just
roll.
It's exactly like just pulling one word out of a hat and saying, "All right, have a 50-minute conversation about this and see what happens."
Well, we don't even do that, though.
It started with Potbelly. So it just rolls into...
So basically, it's improv.
But there's so many things that that we can talk about with Potbelly. Now we're in the Olympics, and then that goes into Blades of Glory, and then that goes to me hating Will Ferrell.
Oh. I know you don't like Will Ferrell, but, dude, I saw Step Brothers on Netflix.
Are you serious? You saw that?
Dude, I finally saw
it. I heard Danny said... Wait, Danny loved that movie, right?
Yeah, I think
he does. Awesome, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's getting good reviews from our friends, Joe. So.
But
they're not my friends.
No, Will Ferrell doesn't make the movie, though. John C. Reilly, he makes the movie, man. John C. Reilly's awesome. I love it.
If you like Will Ferrell, you're not my friend.
Oh, man.
I'm just playing James.
Yeah,
well, I like Chris Kattan better than
We've only known each other for over 10 years
now. How long have we known each other?
Actually, we've almost known each other for over 20 years.
Really?
Yeah, since we're like 8.
Wow.
1990! So, I moved here in like in the summer of 90.
That's over 20 years, man.
It's your 20-year anniversary.
That's over 20 years.
This summer.
This summer?
This summer is your 20-year anniversary.
I don't know if I met you as soon as you came in here.
Remember? Because we were in Cub Scouts and stuff that first year in third grade.
Oh, my God.
We were in Cub Scouts, and remember at Jimmy Malone's house? His mom was a den leader.
How's that possible that she can be a den leader?
Because
that's only men.
No, my mom was a den leader.
For what?
For my brother.
Weeblos?
Like, she stopped.
Weeblos, man.
She
stopped
after, like, the first month, and then the other guy... His dad, who's the cameraman for Fox 5.
Oh, yeah, Davey Wilkes.
Yeah, his dad took over, and then we just used to play Smear the Queer every day.
What's that? What is Smear the Queer?
I don't exactly know what the activities were, like, in Cub Scouts either.
Wasn't it always to, like, be prepared?
Do you think that you use still the skills, like, from Carolyn, you being part of the Brownies, and you, James, being part of Cub Scouts, Weeblos, Boy Scouts, do you still use the traits that you learned? Today in 2010?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Like, which ones? I want to know.
Do you think they really trained you well? I was in the Daisy Girl Scouts and the Brownies.
Daisy.
And then there was, like, the Daisy is the blue color. They're, like, the really little girls.
Uh-huh.
And then the Brownies is the brown color. And then there was another one that I can't remember that was the green one. I think that might have actually been the Girl Scouts, actually, now that I think about it. So I was in all three of them. I didn't go to, like, there was one super high level, like a senior Girl Scout.
Does anybody ever make that? Because
I guess some people do, but I think most people, like, quit at that point.
Yeah, I don't.
Like, you'd have to.
Because after a while, you're still doing this.
I'm 18-year-old Girl Scout. Like, it was, like, the high-end level of Girl Scout. Like, yeah, I didn't get to that high-end point, but I completed Girl Scouts. I think it was Junior Girl Scouts, the green level, and then it went on to, like, the high-end Senior Girl Scouts.
James, I didn't even make it. I never even made it to Boy Scouts, did I?
Dude, Boy Scouts, man.
I quit and did the BRYC.
So you're a Cub Scout?
Basketball.
But you were definitely a Cub Scout?
Was I?
Because there's different levels there, too.
What's the Weeblos?
I think that was above a Cub Scout.
That's, like, 4th to 5th grade.
I think that's as far as I got, then.
Okay.
That's still Cub Scouts, but it's, like, the top 2 years of Cub Scouts, and then after you graduate that, then you go to Boy Scouts.
Yeah, like, after a while, I just sort of, like, I guess we just stopped paying the dues. Because, like, did you pay your dues this week? And, like, I don't know.
Weekly dues?
You can't be here then.
Like, I don't remember it being, like, super expensive unless you went to, like, camps and stuff.
I went to one camp.
How was that?
I don't remember. I don't remember at all. I
remember having some classic times, though, man. Scouts and scout campouts and summer camps and stuff.
See, I know I was never part of that,
best
man.
Best times of my life, I'm telling you.
It's just like salute your shorts and...
Yeah, I mean, people used to make fun of it, people in Boy Scouts, but, man, I've witnessed some classic stuff, man.
That's what youth is all about, man. That's how
funny stuff.
It's just like, you know, like the movie The Sandlot. That's how youth is supposed to be. Now youth can't do that. People in the youth these days, they don't want to go outside. I don't even know if Boy Scouts and stuff is
like
that still around.
They probably have
like
a virtual campsite now.
Yeah, and their virtual girlfriend and stuff. That's pretty cool.
I did.
Is that still around,
I did
though?
Is
all that still around? I know, yeah. Girl Scouts is, because today every store I went to, and yesterday all I saw was people selling Girl Scout cookies. So that's around.
Well, Boy Scouts are probably still around, though.
Well, they don't have cookies to sell. What do they sell? Don't.
Nothing.
What do they do? Oh, yeah, they sell the caramel popcorn?
Yeah.
That's nothing compared to the cookies. Sorry.
That's not as good as cookies.
It's not
though.
As good. It's never going to be as good.
In all truth, you can abolish just the Girl Scout, like the actual Girl Scouts, and still make money off the cookies.
Actually, they have one of the, I don't remember which brand, but some ice cream brand has like a Girl Scout ice cream. Like they have Samoa flavored ice cream, and it has crumbles of the cookie with it.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I think it might be Edie's. I'm not sure.
My favorite's the tagalongs, though. The peanut butters.
That is my number one.
Nice.
Tagalongs, I want to say. I'm
the shortbread
down
cookies.
And put them in the freezer.
My second favorite is the Samoa. Yeah. That's the like oatmeal one with chocolate drippled around it.
Is that what that is? I didn't know that was oatmeal.
Yeah.
I thought that was like caramel cookie
oatmeal.
Crunch.
It's oatmeal. Which is your favorite Girl Scout cookies?
I like those.
Dude, I hate the Thin Mints, man.
Oh, man.
Is that your favorite?
I was just about to say that. I like putting them in the fridge.
Oh, yes.
And they're all like crispy.
But everyone likes
and then
the
you know what I do?
Mint.
Then I put that with ice cream. I put that with ice cream.
They
mix.
Actually have the Thin Mint ice cream, I think.
No, but you need to do the combination. You need to put it with the combination. What I like doing with ice cream is I put it in a cup, put one scoop of ice cream, then put some sort of cookie or even shortbread layer. Or it's already heated up too. Like so it's already it's warmed up like a shortbread or a piece of cake, put in the microwave for like 10 seconds, make sure it's warm. Scoop of ice cream, put the bread in there, scoop another ice cream, and then like top it.
Have you actually
Shit's
done that?
Good, man.
Have you actually done that before?
I have done that.
That sounds like a lot.
No, hell no, man. Sometimes I replace the bread, and it's just two scoops, and
Wait,
then you put the.
What bread?
I mean, you know, like bread, like say, like I've
regular
made,
bread, like white. Like
because sometimes, like biscuits, like I can put a biscuit in there.
Why would you put a biscuit in there?
Dude, you got
ice cream.
You gotta try it. Yeah, you gotta try it, motherfucker.
No,
Joe's
I'm not trying
made
that.
For you me gotta before. But it's like a sweet biscuit. You add sugar. We made our own biscuits.
Yeah, it's shortbread. It's strawberry. It's like shortbread.
You make a Bisquick. They show you how to make it on
seem
the
like
side
a lot
of a
work.
Bisquick box, and you basically just add like. Sugar.
James,
to making
is,
a muffin,
James,
or like a little biscuit
James,
muffin.
Let me, James,
just
let me
add
ask,
sugar.
James, let me ask
it's
you
really
this.
Good.
I don't like biscuits. Well, I like Popeyes.
Yeah, it's like that, but imagine a sugar version instead of butter.
Well, I don't see myself ever making that.
I'll make
we can make it right now.
Oh, damn it.
I'll make it for you right now, motherfucker. This
all
right,
all right. Well,
I mean, tell right. me, what is an ice cream cake?
What's an ice cream cake?
Yeah, it's layers. Ice cream, then like a cake, and then some other shit.
I like the crumbles.
Yeah, but it's not bread.
Yeah,
it's
it
cake.
Is bread. I mean,
cake
not,
isn't bread.
I mean, the breading. What is it supposed to be? What is cake? It's. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Cake.
Do you
I
sometimes?
Don't know. I don't know.
What I do is I add
you
peanut
would like
butter.
It if
I don't
made
have any of that,
you.
If I don't have any of the cake, I'll do like some peanut butter on there. And then like the peanut butter will get like sort of like solid because of the cold.
You're just weird.
Eat that
Joe.
Shit. That shit's good, man.
I
love
I
it.
I'm so weird.
I'm old school. I like to minimize my ingredients.
Are you? You should try it, man. It's not that hard. Just put ice cream. Majority of the time, I put vanilla ice cream.
I think we need to get some biscuits.
I put a scoop of peanut butter, ice cream again, another scoop of peanut butter, another scoop of ice cream, flatten it down. Shit tastes like heaven,
then
sir.
Do you toast it?
Oh, why the fuck am I? And I can't toast it.
Man. So, what's your second favorite Girl Scout cookie?
Are we talking about Girl Scout
after
cookies
after the Thin Mint?
What is the shortbread one?
Oh yeah, that's my number two. Also,
it's a good one too, man.
Just shortbread?
What is it called? I don't know.
Shortbread
what it's
cookies.
Shortbread. Is
that
They're
what it's delicious.
Called?
Delicious. Yeah.
Why is that
I think
high rank?
I think
mean,
it's
I'm
funny.
Sure it's good, but like, I don't know if I would.
Have
rank
you had
that.
It yet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have
I've
you
had
them?
All of them.
You're like, how are you supposed to talk? You haven't had them yet.
Nice. I think.
Don't
like,
even say
like honestly, this the feminist part in me will say that Girl Scouts could like really whoop Boy Scouts just because they have the cookies.
Well, actually, it's sexism. If you tell the truth, it's like, oh, what are girls gonna do? They have the bake.
Well, they don't even bake them. That's the other funny thing. They don't even bake them.
Asian people bake them.
Do they?
Of course, they make everything these days, right?
Asians.
The Asians are here.
But
funny
still,
word,
the Girl
Asian.
Scouts are more memorable than the Boy Scouts. Like, Boy Scouts, I think of, like, be prepared, and I think of a pocket knife.
Yeah, that's all you need. That's all you need to
and
survive.
And then, like, I also think
knife.
Of, like, the boys learning how to, like, tie different knots.
Those are important, though.
Yeah,
I know how to
use
do
knots.
Those knots. Do you?
Yeah, I still remember
what,
all my knots.
What do the Girl Scouts learn, then? What do they learn? It's not like I hang out with the Girl Scouts.
I mean,
Scouts
they
do.
Learn, like, a lot of things that you get different badges for, like, whatever you have to accomplish.
Wait,
like,
Boy Scouts get badges, too,
yeah,
right?
They,
yeah,
they
merit
both
badges.
Have, they both have that. And then, like, I remember I went to, like, a lot of camps and stuff, and then they had a camp at Burke Lake, and it was really cool. And then we
Do the Girl Scouts and the Boy Scouts ever have, like, a social? Like, they meet?
No, I actually don't think they ever do.
I remember we used to go on campouts, like, at certain places, and there would be Girl Scout troops that would just happen to be camping there at the same time. And it'd be like, oh, shit. Chicks over there, yo.
What is this universal?
Age nine.
It's so hilarious that it's like the universal human being.
But I
voice.
Also remember, like,
oh shit,
you know,
look,
back,
I said that shit over there.
I
gotta get that shit right now. This is gonna be crazy.
Back to the elementary, like, branding of countries. We had, like, different country days, and then we'd have to make, like, a little trading pin that we trade with other countries and go to their table. And we'd learn about, like, Antarctica, and then, like, Antarctica would give us a patch back, like a little pin that we all had to make. And so we collected a whole bunch, like, on our jacket.
Tell me this. Did any of the Boy Scouts or any of the Girl Scouts go and help out in Katrina or Haiti?
I don't know.
Do they do that?
They probably don't shuttle the kids down there for that.
Oh, yeah, they're kids. Dangerous. My fault.
Sean Penn went.
Sean Penn? Was he a Boy Scout?
Yeah, remember he went. He helped out. He contributed so much.
Didn't he, like, save somebody on a
Yeah, he saved
raft?
All kinds of people. He also went to Iraq.
Really?
Yeah, remember? No, I hate
remember.
Sean Penn.
I don't remember.
No, was it Sean
really
Penn
big,
that...
Not,
he was, like, he was
I'm
like
not really
kayaking
a big fan
in his own,
of Sean Penn.
He
I
was, like, wasn't he, like, kayaking in his own, like, kayak, and then he started grabbing people on, like, on top of the roof
oh,
and stuff?
His boat broke down or something. I remember that. Like, he had a motorboat.
Yeah.
Out there, and he was going around, and then, like,
he was, like, trying to
the
pick
motor
up people?
Broke down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, then he... Yeah, that's what happened.
Well, I have no idea what you guys just said.
Katrina. He was...
Sean
Sorry,
like, so Sean Penn went
He's
to Katrina?
Like, people were, like, yeah. on top of their roof, because it was... It, you know, it, like, flooded, like, their whole house.
And... It's Katrina. He went to New
but
Orleans.
But it was, like, imagine, like, having to go up to the top of your roof, like, by your chimney, because, like, there's... Like, the water went that high, and so he was just, like... rafting around picking up people.
It was just like a publicity stunt.
Really? They said all those people were set up to be up there.
Dude. Just like his trip to Iraq and whatever he's doing now.
So do you think it's better for a celebrity not to have like any publicity and they do it? Like that feels more honest?
Well,
if they don't tell anyone, they just show up.
John Travolta like save someone once?
But then again, if they show up unannounced, they would get in trouble though, right?
I mean, if you want to go help out whenever, don't do it. Well, I don't know.
Don't
I
do it with the cameras there?
I guess because if there's a celebrity there, I really don't know how to put it. Because if the celebrity's there, the cameras are going to be there. Like, oh, look, this guy's here.
Yeah, and...
Oh, look, Mel Gibson's here, you.
But has...
I don't know.
But everything has to end in
Sugar tits.
What?
Didn't he call some girl sugar tits?
Oh.
The police woman.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I still like Mel Gibson though. I know
he's awesome.
I know he's not like you know. His star has slightly diminished since his incident.
Man, who's a star really these days? There's
no
stars today. No,
he's a big star though.
Yeah, but this day and age, there's no stars.
I mean, but you know what? I still like him though, and I actually think of him calling that police officer sugar tits. It makes me really like him more for some odd reason.
this is why.
Can you imagine him just be like, hey, sugar tits?
This is why there's no stars today. Because there's too many award shows, and there's too many people just being paid off to win awards and stuff like that. And it's like overexposure equals a star these days, and that exposure equals just like mass marketing.
But I've realized the star power doesn't stay as much as it used to.
Yeah, because because the information travels a lot faster.
But Mel Gibson, like, he's like a solid star. You know, he's solid. He's still big even after his incident. Like, he's still going to be around. I don't think he's ever going to just, like, disappear.
But did people watch his newest movie?
No.
What was that?
Edge of
exactly
Darkness.
What I'm saying, dude. Exactly what I'm saying.
Edge of Darkness.
Never
didn't
heard
hear
of
a
it.
Single peep.
I saw Apocalypto.
Came out January 29.
He made that one, didn't he?
Yeah,
he directed that.
It was an awesome movie.
It was fucking awesome.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It was so great.
It was.
Apocalypto really was great.
It was freaking awesome.
And also, it wasn't even in like a traditional language. It's in a language that no one's spoken in years.
Both of his movies were like that.
But it's so great.
Jesus. Taking those risks.
Jesus.
We support Mel Gibson on the Carolyn and Joe show. I'm going to promote Mel Gibson this week.
All right, so, all right. All right, good. Now promote Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson's awesome, and he calls people sugar tits.
He just calls everyone sugar tits. Hey, what's up, sugar tits?
What does that even mean?
Your tits are made of sugar, dude.
And you should check out my website at curls-studio.com.
That should be, should that be the magic word this week?
Sugar tits.
Sugar tits.
And email info@curls-studio.com and tell them that you said sugar tits, and I will send you a sketch for the first three people that reply.
Sugar tits. Are you a fan of sugar tits, James?
I am now.
Sugar tits.
I should make one of those Facebook things where you can click to be a fan.
Sugar tits.
Dude, that shit will blow up.
Joe, Carolyn, and James are fans of sugar tits. Click it. Become a fan.
Can you do that? I didn't know you could do that.
I don't know.
I can.
They have stupid crap on there.
Do you want to make it, James, or should
Let's do it right now. Let's do it after the show.
All right, we'll bring the laptop and we'll actually
sugar
make
sugar tits.
We'll make it. We'll have the return. How about this? We'll have the return of the laptop for next week's show.
But do you know what sugar? You know what sugar tits should be? It should be it should be like this whole like internet phenomenon with the Carolyn and Joe show.
Sugar tits phenomenon and the Carolyn and Joe show.
But it would be like, you know, like of some like marketing that's all whatever. Underneath underground term.
It's not underground now.
Well,
sugar tits. Brought to you by the Carolyn Joe show.
It's kind of like slap nuts.
We'll just like sponsor it.
Sponsor.
We'll sponsor that word. It'll be forever associated with the Carolyn and Joe show.
I think that's how it should happen. Because, like, I'm a big fan of that word. I'm a fan of sugar tits, to tell you the truth. I'm going to be a fan of sugar tits.
We should find that police officer woman.
We need a good image, too, for that.
It should be that police officer woman.
That's going
to
be really hard to find that police officer woman.
If I may, it could be like a two big sugar cubes that look like breasts, like on somebody.
Okay.
It'd be like a Mr. Chatterbox kind of character, but it'd be too big like sugar cubes.
Well, we're going to end on that, guys.
Can't end on that.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
I'm James. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, everyone have a good night and grab the closest sugar tits you can find.
Sugar
good night.
Tits.
I'm the kind of human wreck. Is that your love?